This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the various ways that God prepares us. Now, sometimes we're being prepared for something and we're well aware that we are being prepared to advance on to the next level in our lives. But there are many times when we are being prepared and we don't realize that until after the fact. And one example is that when we talk about the various ways God can prepare us is how he used sheep to prepare David for the great work that lie ahead in his life. And so David, as we know, starts out as a shepherd boy. His primary role is to provide for and defend these sheep. His goal is to provide food and water. And during those times, it was something called a daily salt lick. And that was to ensure that these animals were getting their daily intake of salt to prevent illness. He also had to protect them against external threats. But we see that in God using sheep, he taught David how to be a leader and how to be a provider and also how to defend. And as we know, David is not a king in name only. He is a warrior-like king. So there have been times in my life when I felt like it was a humdrum period. There was no real action going on. But unbeknownst to me in those times, God was preparing me for the next level. The words that inspire me are, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Tomorrow, let's talk about how our words matter. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, if you feel like your life is a little humdrum, unbeknownst to you, God is preparing you for the great work that lies ahead.